Religion of the Heart, Part 1, The Glories of Devotional Service. Chapter 1, The Service of Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none different from Sri Sri Radha Govinda. He appeared in this world to relish the sweetness of the transcendental mellows which Srimati Radharani tasted in love of Krishna. Krishna did not have the opportunity, therefore he appeared as Sri Gauranga Dev. We can understand this by this shloka of Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shaktir Asmad Ekatmanavapi Bhuvi Pura Deha Bedangatoto Chaitanyakyam prakatam adhuna tadvayam chaityam aptam Radha bhava duty suvalitam nomi Krishna swarupam. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, Chapter 1, Verse 5. Srila Rupa Goswami has also written, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vanayaiva Svadyo yenad bhuta madhuri ma kidrisho va madhya Sokyang chasya mad anubhavata kidrishang veti lobhat Tad bhavadya samajani shachi garbha sindo harindu. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, Chapter 1, Verse 6. Once our Guru Maharaj, Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, was preaching in South India, and he was invited to speak at an assembly of pundits. When Srila Guru Maharaj was seated, the pundits asked him some questions. They were all expert in Sanskrit and vastly learned in all respects. They asked him who, in his opinion, was the supreme devotee of the Lord. They said they considered the Chatusan, the four Kumar sages, Sanak, Sanatan, Sanandan, and Sanat Kumar, to be the supreme devotees of the Lord. At first, Srila Guru Maharaj did not say anything. So the head pundit directly asked him, "Can you tell us, sir, who you think the best devotee of the Lord is?" Srila Guru Maharaj said, "I can tell you, but can you accept what I say?" The head pundit replied, "Yes, if it is reasonable, we can accept it." Then Guru Maharaj said, "In our conception, the Chatusan are primary great devotees." The pundits were shocked to hear this. They asked Guru Maharaj who, in his opinion, was a higher class devotee. Guru Maharaj answered, "There is a shloka in the Srimad Bhagavatam that differs from your claim, and since you have all read Srimad Bhagavatam, why do you say the four Kumaras are the supreme devotees?" Then Guru Maharaj quoted that shloka. Na tata me priyatama atma yonir na shankara na cha sankarshano na shrir na eva atma cha yata bhavan. Srimad Bhagavatam 11:14-15. Here Lord Krishna says to Uddhava, quote, "The Chatusan's father, Lord Brahma, is their guru, but he is not as dear to me as you are. Even Shankar, Lord Shiva, who is the greatest Vaishnava, and who was always chanting my holy name, is not as dear to me as you. Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune who resides on my chest, is also not as dear to me as you. Even my own self, Naiv Atma, is not as dear as you are. You are my most dear devotee." End of quote. Krishna told Uddhava he is his most dear devotee. And when Srila Guru Maharaj gave this answer, the pundits were stunned. But after Uddhava went to Vrindavan and saw the Vraja Gopis, and the Vrajavasi's mood of devotion, dedication, and wholehearted service. He said, Ah sam aho charana renu jushang aham syang vrindavane kim api gulma lato sadhinam ya dustyajang swajanam arya patang chahitva mejur mukunda padavin shutibir vimrigyam. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:47-61. Quote, If I can take my birth as a piece of grass on the footpaths of Vrindavan, where the Vrajagopis walk, so the dust of their feet will bless me, I will feel my life is successful. End quote. There is no doubt Krishna is more satisfied by the devotion of the gopis than he is satisfied with his dearest disciple Brahma, or with his dear brother Sankarshan, or with Sri Lakshmi Devi, who always resides on his chest, or even with his dearmost devotee Lord Shiva. The Vrajavasis, especially the Vrajagopis, have this type of dedication, devotion, and wholehearted service attitude. And Uddhava, the dearest devotee and disciple of Lord Krishna, declares this. This is real Krishna consciousness, and real Krishna consciousness is proceeding in this line. Many people have many different ideas and conceptions about Krishna consciousness, but they all accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In some of them, Krishna's position is like that of a master. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna teaches Arjuna like a spiritual master. He gives spiritual knowledge to him. So the followers of this line generally worship the Gita Krishna, or the Krishna who presented the Bhagavad Gita to this world. An example of this is when Krishna and Arjuna were on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and they saw millions of soldiers ready to fight. Previously, Duryodhana and Arjuna both wanted to ask Krishna for his help in the battle. So, when Krishna was sleeping, they both went to see him. When Krishna awoke, he saw Arjuna first. Duryodhana was a great personality and like an elder brother to Arjuna. But when Krishna saw Arjuna first, he asked him why he had come. Arjuna said, King Yudhishthira has sent me to ask for your help in the battle of Kurukshetra. Krishna said, I thought that was the reason you came, and I think Duryodhana has also come for the same reason. But I am not going to fight in this battle. I shall not use any weapons. If I can give any help, I will do that. I have millions of soldiers and they can fight. I'm giving you first choice, Arjuna. Please choose. Arjuna said, I need you. Krishna said, All right, all right. Then Krishna looked to Duryodhana and said, Is that all right with you? Are you happy? And Duryodhana said, Yes, that is very good, especially if you will not fight. Is that your promise? And Krishna replied, Yes, yes, I shall not fight. Then Duryodhana said, If you will not fight, then what Arjuna said is all right with me. Shall I get all your soldiers? Krishna agreed and said, Yes. Both left very happily. Duryodhana was thinking he had all Krishna's soldiers, and Arjuna was happy because Krishna had accepted his proposal. After Duryodhana left, Arjuna stayed and Krishna said, Arjuna, you are very foolish. Why did you take me when you heard I would not fight? You could have had all my soldiers. Arjuna said, I am not afraid to fight with that group. It is not difficult to fight with them. I can fight with everybody, but I need your help in this battle. I have one request from you. And Krishna said, What is your request? Arjuna asked, Will you be my chariot driver while I am fighting? Krishna was very happy to hear this. He said, "To be a chariot driver is not such a respectable position, but to be your driver is very respectable. I accept your proposal. I will be very happy to stay with you." When both sides were ready to fight, Arjuna said, "Senayor ubhayor madhye ratang stapaya me chuta." Bhagavad Gita 1:21. Quote, "O Krishna, please place my chariot between the two armies. I want to see who has come to fight." Unquote. This is very nice and expresses one form of Krishna. He is carrying out the order of Arjuna, and then he instructs Arjuna as a spiritual master. When Krishna was fighting with Kamsa in Mathura, he was young and apparently unqualified. When he came to kill Kamsa, he wasn't carrying much with him. He had only a flute and a stick for herding the cows. His dhoti was rolled up like short pants. Kamsa had invited Krishna in order to kill him. Externally, Kamsa announced there would be a wrestling match, so there could be some sport between Krishna and Balaram and his wrestlers, but secretly, Kamsa wanted to kill Krishna. One shloka in Srimad Bhagavatam explains how different types of persons saw Krishna when he entered the arena. Malanam ashanir nrinang naravara strinang smaro murtiman gopanang swajano satang shiti bujang shasta swa pitro shishu mrityur boja pater virad avidushang tatvang parang yoginang vrishninang paradevateti vidito rangang gata sagraja. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:43-17. All the wrestlers saw Krishna as death personified, Malanam Ashanir. They were very much afraid to see this 14-year-old boy who looked like he was 21. He was tall and wore his dhoti very short, like short pants. When he entered the arena, all the fighters were thinking, death personified had come to kill them. Nrinang naravara. All the kings and their sons, the princes, saw Krishna as the king of kings. He was actually a cowherd boy, but he appeared as the greatest of all kings. Strinang smaro murtiman. The women were also invited to see the fighting, and when they saw Krishna, they saw him as the embodiment of Cupid. When they saw Krishna's beauty and effulgence, they fainted. The cowherd men were also invited. Gopanang swajano satang. Everyone was invited. The cowherd men were thinking, our friend is coming. Now a member of our society is coming. Our boy is coming. The evil kings, who were always harassing their people, were thinking, our ruler is coming to punish us. Shiti bujang shasta. Nanda Maharaj and his fatherly group of friends were thinking, our own boy has come. Swa pitro shishu. Kamsa was thinking his death had come in the form of Balaram and Krishna, mrityur bojapater. All the religious experts were thinking, Paramatma has come in the form of Balaram and Krishna. Virad avidu shang tatvam. The yogis were thinking, quote, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has come. End of quote. Tatvang parang yoginam. And Vrishninam paradevateti. The members of the Yadu dynasty were thinking, our worshipable relative has come. Vidito rangam gata sagraja. But a very few exceptional devotees and those who have the finest conception of Krishna consciousness and who come in the line of Sriman Mahaprabhu think the perfect conception of Krishna consciousness is fully manifest in Vrajadham, where there are five kinds of divine ecstatic relationships playing freely and happily with the Lord. A small hint of Krishna's transcendental abode is given in the Brahma Samhita. When Mahaprabhu was in South India, he discovered the Brahma Samhita. He had previously heard of it, but when he saw it, he was surprised and said, Sei Punti Nila Lekhaya, give me the fifth chapter. The whole book of 100 chapters isn't necessary. I want only the fifth chapter for my devotees. He brought Sri Brahma Samhita as well as Sri Krishna Karnamrita back from South India to Jagannath Puri. During Lord Brahma's meditation on the Gayatri Mantra, Lord Brahma heard the transcendental sound vibration of Krishna's flute, and the whole realm of Vrindavan Dham revealed itself in his heart. He saw everything, the transcendental abode of Krishna, the Vraja Gopis playing, the cowherd boys, the trees, the plants, an infinite variety of beautiful flowers, lush ripe fruits and crystal clear water. He saw the complete environment of Vrindavan in his meditation, and he expressed this in Sri Brahma Samhita 5:56. Shriya kanta kanta parama parusha kalpataravo druma bhumish chintamani ganamai tayam amritam katha ganam natyam gamanam api vanshi priya sakhi Chidanandam jyoti param api tad ashvadyam api cha sayatra shirabdhi shravati sura bipyascha sumahan nime shardhakyo vavrachati nahi yatrapi samaya bhaje sweta dvipam tamaham iha golokam iti yang vidantaste santakshiti Virala chara katipaye. Shriya kanta kanta parama purusha. All the women in Krishna's abode are very beautiful. They are like beautiful goddesses, and all wealth is with them. They are always trying to satisfy Krishna, and they always worship him. In Vrindavan, Krishna is the only enjoyer, and everyone supplies enjoyment to him. Therefore, they get double enjoyment. When someone supplies food to another person, who gets the most enjoyment? The person who supplies the food gets the most enjoyment. Krishna is the only enjoyer, but those who supply enjoyment to him get even more enjoyment than him. There is no sadness in Krishna's abode. There, everything exists in a very happy and ecstatic mood. When you eat an apple, the apple is happy to be eaten by you, and you are happy when you are eating the apple. Both are happy. When someone is eating a banana, the banana is happy and laughing. When a person is eating, he is very happy. Everyone is always very happy in Krishna's abode. In Krishna's abode, all the trees are wish-fulfilling trees. Kalpataru. If you want a mango from a banana tree, you can get a mango. If you want an apple from a jackfruit tree, you can get an apple. And the earth, Bhumish Chintamani, can give you anything you want. If you want milk, wheat or anything, you can get it from the earth. The residents of Vrindavan don't wear any golden rings, pearls or any jewelry. It is not because there is no jewelry in Vrindavan. It is because they like the flowers of Vrindavan. They wear flower jewelry. Every flower is very beautiful and glorious. There is one special flower in heaven called the Parijata flower. Indra, the god of heaven, is very proud because he has the Parijata flower. There are millions of different flowers like the Parijata flower in Vrindavan. Everywhere you will see beautiful flowers. We have had a little experience of this. When we went to Badri Kashram on Parikram, there were flowers growing everywhere. It is a natural flower garden. No one gives them any nourishment. They are growing naturally. If you could see this, you would understand. There are examples of Vrindavan on earth. Of course, one example is not fully sufficient by itself, but it can give us an idea of the reality of that divine land. Toyam Amritam. All the water in that divine land is like nectar, and the talking is like the sweet singing of birds. Katha Ganam. From outside you can't distinguish whether they are talking or singing. You will think they are all singing, but actually they are talking. Natyam Gamanam Api. All the walking in Vrindavan is like dancing. You can't tell the difference between walking and dancing. They are always dancing. Api Vankshi Priyasaki. The sound of Krishna's flute is always flowing over Vrindavan. Only one song comes from Krishna's flute, and that is the sound of the Gayatri Mantra, Om. It can deliver the entire world. Only one sound is necessary to rescue the whole world, and that is the song of Krishna's flute. We can't imagine how much happiness exists in Vrindavan. Everything is gracious, glorious, and extremely beautiful there. Paramur love, Parakiya bhav, is extremely beautiful there. Sometimes Mother Yashoda is frying food, and when Krishna smells it, he says, "Give it to me now, I can't wait." Mother Yashoda says, "Wait, wait, I'll give it to you on a plate." And Krishna says again, "I can't wait, I don't want to wait, I must have it now." This is characteristic of the mood of Parakiya Bhava, which is more worshipable than other rasas, and finds its highest expression in paramour love. In Vrindavan, Krishna is always playing with his friends. Sometimes when he plays his flute, he says he would like to play in such and such a kunj, a forest grove, with certain friends. Sometimes he puts his hand on his hair, and all the girls think it is a signal. He will play with them in Keshi kunj. Keshi means hair. So the girls think of arranging things there for playing. Lord Brahma described the abode of Sri Krishna in the prayers of Brahma Samhita, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the gist of that conception in a shloka composed by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajesha Tanayas Taddama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachid Upasana Brajavadhu Vargena Ya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumarto Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradaro Na Paraha. The essence of this shloka is, if you want to worship anything for your complete fulfillment, you must worship Krishna. What are the qualities and qualifications of Krishna? What do you need? You need love, beauty, charm, ecstasy, affection, and harmony. All these qualities are present in Krishna. If your master is rich with all the wealth of love, beauty, charm, and ecstasy, you won't experience any deficiency. You will get everything through his mercy. Krishna has many expansions, and they also possess these qualities of wealth, beauty, love, and charm. This is the Vedic conception, the conception of Vedavyas, and the supreme conception of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.